My friend Charlotte was dating Dr. Bram Walker, a very hard-working orthopedic surgeon.
Bram? Bram?
What?
Were you asleep?
No, I was just resting my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I fell asleep for 1 second.
Oh, my God.
I've been up since 5. I had 3 carpal tunnels. It's very exhaustive reconstructive work.
He fell asleep when he was making love to me. Oh, he fell asleep.
He was tired. This has nothing to do with you.
Has a man ever fallen asleep making love to you?
No. But I'm sure many of them wanted to.
I can't believe this happened to me.
You want some herb tea? How about some herb tea?
I must be really bad in bed.
You are not bad in bed. Okay, I've got a constant common and tummy... Charlotte, honey, you want some tummy tamer?
Of course it's her, and I have to say I'm not surprised. Ever seen her on a Stairmaster? Nothing happening below the waist. Nada. No sale.
How can you say that? Even if she was bad in bed, which she isn't, is it really that important?
Absolutely. Who we are in bed is who we are in life. I never met a man who was bad in bed who was good at life.
And just for the record, in bed, you are.
Don't make me state the obvious.
How can you be so sure?
Well, no one ever took a nap while fucking me. And I get affirmations all the time. Well, just last week.
It seems, last week, Samantha was invited to dinner by a gay couple she'd known for years, David and David.
Well, thanks for a lovely dinner. It was fun.
Well, I have to admit, we have an ulterior motive.
What?
We were wondering if you were seeing anybody special right now.
Well, actually, no. Do you have a hot guy for me?
Two.
No!
Yes!
We want to have sex with a woman.
Are you serious?
Totally. I've always been curious what it would be like.
Neither one of us has ever done it, and we thought it might be fun.
And then we were like, well, if we were going to do it with a woman, who would it be? And then we were like, oh, Samantha?
Totally.
We decided, of all the beautiful women we know, you were probably the best in bed.
Totally.
So I'm thinking about doing it. They're cute, they're healthy,
they're gay!
You know, for a sex columnist, you have a very limited view of sexuality.
Gay is pink suede!
Wake up, it's 2000! The new millennium won't be about sexual labels, it'll be about sexual expression. It won't matter if you're sleeping with men or women. It'll be about sleeping with individuals.
Or in your case, 2 to 3.
Soon everyone will be pansexual. It won't matter if you're gay or straight.
Just if you're good or bad in bed.
Exactly.
That night, I got to thinking about bed. Are we secretly being graded every time we invite someone to join us in it? A+, B, D, incomplete? Is making love really nothing more than a pop quiz? And if sex is a test, how do we know if we're passing or failing? How do you know if you're good in bed? Later that week, I was walking home thinking about my own sexual report card when...
Christ, I'm sorry. I didn't see you. I just threw my cigarette.
I thought I was stung by a bee. Jesus.
I'm sorry. Did it leave a mark? You can't smoke in the restaurant, you know? I'm a smoker.
Yeah, I'm a smoker, too. But come on, Pally. Watch where you throw those things, huh? No, it didn't leave a mark. As the pain subsided, my mind was free to notice how incredibly cute this guy was.
I'm sorry. My name's Patrick Casey.
Carrie Bradshaw, burn victim.
How weird was that? I mean, that was intense. I mean, well, you got to admit, it's a pretty clever way to meet the ladies.
Oh, so you got a little comedy routine going there, huh, Patrick?
A little bit. But listen, I really feel bad, so at least let me buy you a cup of coffee or some burn salve.
Not funny yet.
Sorry.
But it might be, after a cappuccino. The place right around the corner. Can smoke there. 3 Marlboros and 2 Marlboro Lights later, I had learned that Patrick was a composer who wrote music for the movie.
So what type of movies do you compose for?
Really bad ones. You know, I screamed when I knew what you did last summer on Elm Street Tide.
Well, as long as you're challenged by what you do. Oh, damn it. Patrick, Casey, whoever you are, I'm late. I have to go.
Oh.
Thank you for the coffee. And maybe one day you'll give me scar tissue again.
You're great.
As I walked away, I started to think. How many cute, smart, single smokers are there left in the world? 7? I decided to do something I almost never do. Give a man my phone number.
Hi. This whole burn lawsuit I plan to initiate, it might get a little crazy. So here is my phone number. You will need that for your attorney. Or if you want to have coffee again sometime.
I left feeling great. It was such a cute approach. How could he not call?
Come on, how could he not call? It's been 3 days.
Give him 12 more hours and then send him off to the island of lost men.
Well, I don't want to send him there. I like him.
Can you believe that someone actually had the nerve to call this color Florentine peach?
I can't believe he had the nerve to spend this much on sheets.
It's an experiment. I'm trying to change my bed karma. I figure if I can make my bed a place I really want to be, others will feel the same way.
Ah, the field of dreams.
Exactly. If you build it, he will come.
The thing that gets me is I'm not usually wrong about the phone number size up. I don't put it out there unless I'm pretty damn sure it's coming back.
I'm either really loving or hating the color.
He thinks I'm ugly.
Oh, my God. Get a grip. A guy doesn't call you for 3 days and you're ugly?
Well, what's your point?
Pillowcase. It's amazing. We can feel totally good about ourselves. And then it all goes out the window if the guy doesn't mirror that right back to us. This is a little weird thing here. Damn it. Does everything I bring into this bedroom have to have a flaw?
Ha ha.
The next day, I was in the village looking for the perfect $7 vintage dress to go with my $300 shoes when I had a choice. I could turn around and run away, or I could smile, be brave, and walk on over.
Hey, hi.
So what, Saturday's the day you stand on the street and smoke in the village? Hi, I'm Carrie.
We're kind of in the middle of something.
Oh, right. Sure, right. Okay, bye. It's just on my way to Perry Street.
This is Perry Street.
Bleecker. I meant Bleecker. Okay, bye, and goodbye to you, too.
Carrie. Listen, let me explain.
No, I'm embarrassed. You know, you're obviously you're in the middle of a thing with your lover or whoever,
I'm not gay. I'm an alcoholic. We were just waiting for a meeting to start, and I wanted to introduce you, but you're supposed to be anonymous, so...
Well, you know, I really wasn't getting the gay vibe from you. It's just, he was so cute and
I never called.
Right.
I was freaked. You know, I've only been in the program 11 months, and my sponsor said I really shouldn't get involved with someone for a year. And so...
Well, okay. So maybe you'll call me in a month.
It doesn't bother you that I'm an alcoholic?
No. I love alcoholics. Hell, I hope to be one someday. That was a joke.
Yeah, it's not funny. Yeah.
But it might be, after a cappuccino.
You know, what the fuck? It's only a couple of weeks. Would you like to go out on a date sometime?
I can't think why not. You call me.
So I accepted his kind invitation, because when you think about it, aren't we all in recovery from something? Drinking, drugging, our last relationship? On our first date, Patrick and I went for coffee.
Hey, I'm really compulsive. If I open up a bag of Chips Ahoy, I gotta eat the whole thing.
Unlike that with Reese's Pieces, and shoes.
Wouldn't the shoes be a little tough on digestion?
Well, this is me. Thank you, Mr. Kinsey. I had a great time.
No, Miss Burnvictim, I had a great time.
Then... I gave him my very best lean in and kiss me goodnight move. Our next date, over dinner, he told me about working his 12 steps. And after dinner, I stood on my third step trying to work him.
The smell is amazing. What is that?
Me.
Oh,
couldn't figure it out. I knew he wanted me because during my lean in and kiss me goodnight move, I'd accidentally, on purpose, felt his pop up and say hello. So what was going on? By the third date, I wanted him even more than a fistful of Reese's Pieces.
Well then, good night.
That was that. I'd hit my humiliation limit. And then I thought, how many cute, smart, sexy, single smoking alcoholics are there left in the world? 5?
Yeah. But you see, the thing is, I've never had sex sober. I've always been drunk or high. I don't know if I'll be any good. Oh, what the hell? I'm taking one step at a time.
Yourself.
No, you are the best. You're the best.
I am to please.
After we have a cigarette. Mm. Can we do it again?
I'm going to have a Spanish omelet, hash browns, some more coffee and orange juice. Oh, and can I have some rice pudding for later? Thanks.
Storing up for winter?
No, I'm starving. Patrick and I all last night, and I'm just...
No, don't stop. It's okay. I mean, just because I'm bad in bed doesn't mean everybody has to be.
Okay, one more time. You're not bad in bed.
Oh, really? Has a man ever fallen asleep making love to you?
No, but I once fell asleep when a guy was doing me. It was the ludes.
It's okay. I'm mature enough to realize that while I may be good at some things, like... accessories, that I might need help in others, like
fucking,
making love. So I'm taking a class.
A fucking class?
No, a tantric sex workshop.
Well, just don't drink any suspicious Kool-Aid or put on new Nikes.
Oh, it's not like that. It's taught by this very well-respected woman psychologist. It's called How to Please a Man.
I know how to please a man. You just give away most of your power.
Look, I have a trainer for the gym. I can have a trainer for...
fucking?
Please stop saying that. Are you actually going to do this?
Yep.
And, seating was limited, so I signed you guys up. Please. I can't go alone. And if Bram ever falls asleep on me again, I will die. Please. Pretty please. Pretty please with sugar on it.
All right, Simon.
What the hell? I don't exactly have them hanging from the rafters.
How to please a man. I could teach the damn class. All right.
That night, while David and David got undressed and waited for her in the bedroom, Samantha began to wonder if maybe she was about to go too far. Was she actually capable of being this sexually free? Or was she getting in over her head? She decided before there were any regrets, they should all talk about it a little more.
Listen, David and David, maybe...
Oh, you look amazing.
Just like Jean Harlow in Red Dust.
Samantha loved the Samantha mirrored at her through the eyes of the Davids.
What the hell?
Oh,
Oh. They're so soft.
I know.
I can't do this.
Neither can I.
But I... We're just getting started.
No, can't. I'm sorry.
Sorry. It's very pretty, but... No. It's not you. It's us.
I have an idea. Let's all put on our clothes and go out for gelati.
A cheesecake.
Whatever.
Suddenly, Samantha wasn't feeling so good about herself in bed.
Oh, yikes. I gotta go or I'm gonna be late for the tantric workshop thing.
Oh, baby, you don't need a workshop. You are amazing. Now, come on. Come on. One more time.
We did it last night and all this morning.
I could have sex with you morning, noon, and night. Now, come on.
That's when I realized it. Mr. Hey. Compulsive wasn't in bed with me.
More. Come on.
He was in bed with a big bag of Chips Ahoy.
More.
The intent of tantric, we say, sacred sexuality, is to experience and merge with the divine.
I think Patrick's addicted to me. It's like he's replaced drinking with me.
Yeah, program bears are tough. I dated a guy who was in Overeaters Anonymous, and every time we had a fight, he'd binge eat half for Sunday.
In other words, ladies, to drive your man crazy.
He wants to have sex all the time. It's getting a little out of hand.
Well, at least he wants to fuck you.
They were gay.
So? One minute they were interested, and then suddenly they weren't. What did I do to turn them off?
Not having a dick would be the thing that you did to turn them off.
You guys, I'm serious. This is rude.
And use it to bring any man to his knees. With love, of course.
Where was this bitch last night when I needed her?
Shh, shh. Be quiet and you might learn something. This lady's supposed to be a genius.
If she's so good, why is she having this workshop in her apartment?
I don't know.
Tantric sex is not about talk. It's about action. Delayed action. So, without further delay, let me introduce my husband, Dr. Ronnie Shapiro. I will demonstrate the very effective lingam massage.
I think I know why we were in an apartment.
The receiver lies on his back before the giver, naked. Genitals clearly exposed for the massage.
You're not writing.
Take your time doing this.
An hour and a half later, crippled by our inability to look away from a car crash, we watched as the Dr. Shapiro illustrated tantric sex.
Massage the head of the lingam as if you are using an orange juicer.
Well, there go my good feelings about breakfast.
Stop it! You're embarrassing me.
Oh, we're the embarrassing part?
Now, place your right hand on the receiver's root chakra.
Root!
The root chakra is located between the anus and the genitals.
Well, I think that I just got my 50 bucks worth, so...
Gently rock your hand to awaken this chakra, clinically referred to as perineum.
Perineum, Latin for not without an engagement.
The women who are laughing compose themselves. Thank you. Orgasm is not the goal of lingam massage, but can be a pleasant and very welcome side effect. Watch what I'm doing here. If you can master this, your man will always be faithful, because once they go tantric, They don't go back.
You go, girl.
See that? Can you all see this? Oh, my God. He's gonna...
Oh, God.
And just like that, Miranda got hit by Old Faithful.
Oh.
What's happening? That night, after we talked Miranda in from the ledge, I met Patrick for a movie.
So I was telling my sponsor today how I felt about you, and suddenly I realized, maybe I should just tell you. Carrie, I love you.
There it was. The little phrase every girl is dying to hear a week and a half into a relationship.
Wow. Well, thanks, and that's, so... Wow.
What? Too soon? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, we have been going out like a minute.
Oh, fuck that shit. I don't want to play games. I'm just trying to own my feelings. I love you. I said it.
Mr. Casey, you do not love me. You love you, not drinking with me.
No. I love you.
Okay, look. Gosh, I'm so flattered. But I just think maybe we should slow down a little here.
What does that mean?
It means that, you know, things are going very fast. And I just, you know, you have all these new feelings because you're not drinking.
No, don't give me that program bullshit. This has nothing to do with drinking. I love you.
Maybe we should spend a little time apart. I'll call you tomorrow.
I'm not coming up.
Just a couple of nights.
Are you breaking up with me? Because if you break
Patrick,
up...
Patrick, I'm not breaking up with you. I'm just going inside. So call me tomorrow. We'll do something next week, okay?
What am I going to do now?
You should go to a meeting. And then go home and call me tomorrow. Okay, good night. I'll see you next week. Get yourself some cookies.
No.
Meanwhile, across town at Charlotte.
God, Charlotte, what are you doing? God! Charlotte, you are good. Sweet Christ, you are good.
Charlotte considered it the best $50 she'd ever spent. It cost Miranda a little more, but across town in her bed, things were good as well. Impulse was to go down and rescue him, but as I learned on our second date, that would be codependent. Still, I felt I had to do something.
Here, put this on. Get a cold.
I almost fucking died. Wait, asshole, I'll call a cop. Oh, shut the fuck up, Pinkwin. Harry, you were the best fuck I ever had.
3 weeks later, I got a letter from Patrick saying he was back in the program and wanted to make amends. I never saw him again, but I always wondered two things. Was he able to stay sober? Am I really that good in bed?
Thank you.